For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from Sex and Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the Lake Hammond Bible Camp December virtual Zoom meeting. Deborah Vales is hosting this meeting with Lake Hammond Bible Camp's director, Merrill Miller. This is Friday evening, December the 4th, 2020. Kerna and Gene Williams are the speakers of the evening. Kerna Williams is speaking on Mystery of Iniquity, Strong Delusion. Gene Williams is speaking on The Spirit of Fear. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
The Bible also says in Psalms 34, the fourth chapter, it says, King David sought the Lord, and he answered, delivering him of his fears. Some of you might say, I have gone several times and prayed and cried out to the Lord, and it seems that he never answered my prayers. I have cried and nothing seems to have worked. But God is there. God may be instilling in you some peace. He wants you to stand still. This is why he probably haven't moved. And a lot of times we want God to move right away, but God moves in his timing. How many times we have prayed and wanted God to move this? Hear my prayer. I need an answer right now. But he always on time. He comes when he's ready, not when we want it. But what I have learned is that when God is going to do something, I must be still trust him through this. And so I say to you tonight out there, some of you have gone through so much fears, your marriages, your job, your children, so much has come after you, but you got to trust God through this. You got to trust that God is God and he's going to do whatever he said that he is going to do. So there's no need to worry because fear is not of God. Fear is of the devil. And the last time I read my Bible, he said that the devil is the father of all lies and he is a liar. And so we got to trust God through all of this. And I hope I'm not moving too fast because I'm flowing from my spirit and I just want to bless you tonight because I'm in agreement and I can sense that a lot of you have gone through so much in your life and God wants to deal with those things in your life. Today is today to say no more fear. I'm going to trust God for my children. I'm going to trust God for my marriage. I'm God for everything because I'm not going to be bound by the fear because I know that it's not of God. In Isaiah, the 35th chapter, verse 4 says, say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. God will take away the fear you might have and bring you love, hope, and strength to keep going no matter what the situation may be. God said he would do this if you just trust him. Job said, that very thing that I fear came upon me and came unto me. I want you to marinate on that. Came unto me. When you take a pill, you take that pill, it goes into your system and it begins to do the work. Same thing with fear. When fear enter your body, enter your spirit, it begins to take residence. It begins to activate the negativity. So we got to learn to take the word of God and apply it to our situation and not just read the word, but the word got to apply. Amen? Moving right along. And I know I might be moving a little too fast, but I'm trying to get it all in because we want to do deliverance at the end. But I'm going to move into some scriptures. I want you to write them down if you can, and I'm going to try to go as slowly as I can. But again, I wanted to briefly talk about the spirit of fear because I know it has crippled the United States of America and all over the world, and people need to be encouraged tonight.
Amen. Sister Jean?
Yes.
Could you give the last scripture in Isaiah? Someone wanted that scripture you gave in Isaiah.
Yes. That's Isaiah, the 35th chapter, verse 4.
Thank you.
Okay. And here's the most scriptures, and I'm going to slow down a little bit. Also write down Isaiah, the 13th chapter, verse 7 and 8. 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 7. And these scriptures talk about fears and phobias. Also, Psalms, the 55th chapter, verse 4. Luke, the 21st chapter, verse 26. John 14, 27. And John 14, verse 1. And those scriptures is talking about heart attacks, how the enemy want to attack your heart. Also, Psalms, the 55th chapter, verse 5. 1 John, the 4th chapter, verse 18. And it's talking about the torment and the horror. That's torment and horror. Psalms, the 91st chapter, verse 5 and 6, talking about the nightmares and the terrors. Isaiah, the 54th chapter, verse 14. Proverbs, the 29th chapter, verse 25, talking about the fear of rejection. Jeremiah, the 1st chapter, verse 8. Verse 17 through 19, talking about girding up thy loins. Ezekiel, the 2nd chapter, verse 6 and 7. Ezekiel, the 3rd chapter, verse 9, and it's talking about fear. Psalms, the 45th chapter, verse 4. It's talking about the fear of death and dying. Hebrews, the 2nd chapter, verse 14 and 15. 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, verse 7. It's talking about casting your cares. Talking about anxiety and stress. Matthew, the 8th chapter, verse 26. Talking about little faith. Revelation, the 21st chapter, verse 8. And that completes the scriptures. And then again, study those scriptures on your own time. And you can do self-deliverance on yourself. Because I take those scriptures all the time and do self-deliverance. We can continue to do that because sometimes you might not have no one to do deliverance for you. So study those on your own time. And we trust and believe God that he's going to bring us through what we're going through. And I'm going to turn it over to my husband. And we're going to go ahead and get ready and do deliverance. Is there any?
I still want to bless you.
Were you blessed by that?
We pray that many of you are blessed by the word, the mystery of iniquity, and strong delusion. Okay, and I was blessed also by my wife when she spoke about fear. Many of you family, and many of you know within yourselves that since the coronavirus, there has been a spirit of fear, and there have been spirits of premature death, that has been attacking believers. Let me say this. I want to share this before we step into deliverance. Last year ministering in Mexico, and we had an awesome move of God. The presence of God was strong. All of a sudden, I almost collapsed in the pulpit, and the pastor and my wife and others, they say my whole body changed color. Mm-hmm. So my face looked like a pale death look. My hair changed colors. Mm-hmm. And they sat me down and they began to pray in tongues and began to cry out to God for me. And the Spirit of God revived me. And I, when I came back to America, I asked the Lord, what happened to me? You know, I thought I was about to die, to lose my life. And the Lord showed me that there are spirits of premature death. Many of you have family line, can be a generational curse, a premature death where family members die early. Or they die before the time, or they die before fulfilling the purposes of God. This coronavirus has caused many of you to be afraid and caused many of you fear of death and fear of dying. I love the word of God that tells us that we shall live and not die and declare the glory of the Lord. Is that correct? And I'm appalled at the media, the mind control media. I call it the mass mind control media because they like to tell people, oh, 30,000 are going to die today. 5,000. These are death curses. These are Proverbs 18 spoken word curses. These are spoken word curses. And before we begin to pray, we're going to break some of these curses off you. And I don't know if many of you have been in deliverance ministry, but what we're going to do by Zoom is a mass deliverance. We're going to lead you into repentance and then some renunciations. And if there are evil spirits there, we're going to command them to come out of you. Now, I don't know if this is the first time for some of you. I don't know if many of you have been familiar with it. But I want to ask you, if you are listening, make sure you have some type of napkin or some type of towel nearby, you know, because, listen, the Holy Spirit is everywhere. Is that right? Mm-hmm. We've seen times we pray on the phone for people, they're 1,000 miles away, and the Spirit of God moves, and they get delivered. So I'm going to give you just a moment here. Go ahead and get a towel or so forth. Or you may not need it essentially. You may just get set free right there on the moment. But we just want to take a precaution for you. Okay? I pray again that you will bless. Please don't look at Gene's flesh or my flesh. I pray that what you heard tonight, that Jesus Christ was exalted. Is that right? And not our flesh. Okay. Many of you know that demons, when they leave the body, they come out the top of the head. They can come out of the ear. Lord, they can come out of the mouth. Some people vomit. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Some sinus reaction. You know, some people cry. It's normal to cry. Or they have other exit openings that they depart the body. But we're going to believe by faith that the Spirit of God is going to minister to some of your needs. I like what my wife talked about, that fear. That fear opened a portal for me to realize there's so much fear. I even have family members talking about they might die and they're afraid and scared of death. So we're going to believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord over death. How many of you believe that? Jesus Christ has the keys. Is that right? Yeah. All right. So he is Lord. Listen. I like Acts chapter 13. David did not die until he had fulfilled his purpose.
Yes, yes.
David did not die until he had what? Fulfilled his purpose. Oh, so I believe by faith that many of you are purpose men and purpose women with a purpose.
Yes.
And God is not finished with you yet. How many of you know that deliverance is the children's bread? Mark 16 verse 17 says, these signs shall follow them that believe. In Jesus Christ's name shall we cast out what? Devils. Is that right? Because so casting out devils is an apostolic function. Casting out devils is a miracle ministry of Jesus. Is that right? One third of what Jesus Christ did was cast out devils. Is that right?
Yes.
Mark 1:39 say he preached in the synagogues. He preached in the synagogues, Greek word kerygma, and he cast out devils. Or every time he preached, he confronted the powers of darkness. Okay? All right. Look, one more time for me, please. Give Jesus a hand, please.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody repeat it after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I ask you to forgive my family members of their sins.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, that the Holy Spirit will minister to my heart and mind in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, while you're praying, I want everybody to listen. If there's anybody living or dead, you're holding unforgiveness towards or bitterness or resentment, and you're going to have to forgive right now.
Mm-hmm.
Any unforgiveness, bitterness, or resentment will hinder the flow of the Holy Spirit. Cancer holds its ground through unforgiveness. Arthritis can hold its ground in the soulless realm through bitterness and through resentment. So take this time right now and ask the Holy Spirit to shine a light to show you if there's anybody living or dead that you are holding unforgiveness for or you're holding bitterness for or you're holding resentment for, before we go any further, you're going to have to forgive them right now. Release them. Release them to God. Anybody living or dead, ex-wife, ex-husband, children, next of kin, family members, you're holding unforgiveness, bitterness, or resentment, you're going to have to release them right now. You're opening spirit for the Holy Spirit to come in to minister the miraculous. Okay? All right. Let me pray. Father, I just thank you for the listeners, for the viewers.
Yes.
And Father, we just pray, Lord, that they seek you in forgiveness, Lord. They're asking you, Lord, to forgive them, Lord, of any bitterness, unforgiveness, or any type of resentment they may have towards anybody living or dead. And they're asking you to forgive them, Lord, that they may go on with their lives, Lord. And Father, we just pray that you will bring deliverance, you'll bring healing, Lord. And Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit, Lord, will minister to them, Lord, where the enemy is hiding, in the name of Jesus, Father. We just ask you to break all curses, Lord. It's connected with them, where the enemy is hiding, in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. All right, let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, your word says in Matthew 18 and 18, whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever I loose on earth is loosed in heaven. I bind the principalities and powers in the heavenlies above all these viewers, as well as ourselves. Lord, we bind the principalities and powers from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We bind the demonic strongman that's operating in our listeners and our viewers in the name of Jesus. We bind every demonic spirit that's beneath our feet in the name of Jesus. And we bind every spirit that would try to intervene. Father, we pray for holy angels, for Book of Hebrews 1, ministering angels, ministering spirits, ministering angels. We pray, Father, Jehovah Shammah, that you will release ministering angels to help us and to help minister to the people in Jesus Christ's name. Now, once again, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and sound mind. If you find yourself about to vomit, that's okay. A cough, that these spirits are exiting the body. Some people cry. Some people, nothing happened, but they still get their freedom. All right. If you're ready, we're going to get ready to get started. I want to first come against some spiritual deaf spirits. We've been getting a lot of deaf curses on the media, and people afraid they're going to die of COVID. Mm-hmm. All right. Father, we break off the people, every spirit of death right now in Jesus' name. And we command the demons that are hiding behind the curses to come out. I break curses from CBS, NBC, CNSNBC, of the COVID, that they're going to die every day, false negative reports in Jesus' name. And I command the demons of premature death to come out now in Jesus' name. Now, when I call these spirits, if you're connected with them, we command them to come out. I come against the spirit of death warrant, death watch, death rattle, stroke. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Come out now in the name of Jesus. I come against last breath, fear of dying, fear that you won't fulfill your ministry. Fear of dying. Fear you won't fulfill your purpose. Fear of dying in the name of Jesus. I want everybody to take a deep breath. Come on, take a deep breath. Come on out of there. Come on, death. All you deaf spirits, come out. Come on. Out in the name of Jesus. No, in the name of Jesus. I come against terminal disease in the name of curses, untimely death and destruction. Come out of God's people now in the name of Jesus. And I command you to go. But Jesus Christ would send you. All right. A death wish. Someone spoke a death wish. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against right now in the name of Jesus. All medical problems that you feel that's leading to death. I come against cancer, prostate cancer, breast cancer. Come out now. All spirits of prostate cancer, breast cancer. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Lung cancer. Come out now. Come on out. Come out now. Come on out. Out of the people now. Come out and go. Go in the name of Jesus. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. I come against anorexia nervosa in the name of Jesus. Come out of the people now. Asthma. Asthma is a spirit of death. I break the curse of asthma. I break the spirit of death off of you right now in Jesus' name. I break that generation of curse of asthma and death. Come out. That's right. Come out of the people now. Out. Come out of their asthma. Come out of their asthma in the name of Jesus. I come against hay fever. Go in the name of Jesus. I command that spirit of asthma and that spirit of hay fever. That's right. Some of you are manifesting. That's Jesus that's doing the work. I command that spirit to come out and go where Jesus Christ was sent, what was sent you. I come against autism, autoimmune disease. Go in the name of Jesus. Autism, autoimmune disease. Come out now in the name of Jesus. I come against spirits of back problems where the enemy is lodged in your spine or lodged in your vertebrae or lodged in your back. Come out of the back. Come on. Out. Out. out in Jesus' name. I break the curse of molestation where you were molested as a young man. You were molested as a young woman. Come out of there now. That's right. Come out of my sister now. Come out of there now. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Come out of my sister now in the name of Jesus. Go. Go where Jesus Christ must send you. When you were a young woman, you were violated, you were molested, and in your adulthood, there's back problems. Go, go. That's right. Come out of my sister now in the name of Jesus. Father, Isaiah 4, I loose the spirit of burning. I loose the spirit of burning and the spirit of judgment on the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Back problems. Go in the name of Jesus. Come on. I come against the curse of the barren womb. Go in the name of Jesus. I break the family line curse of the barren womb. I command those spirits to come out of you now. Yes. I command them to go in Jesus' name. Bladder infections. Bladder infections.
Yes.
Bladder infections. Come out of there now. Come out of there now in the name of Jesus. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Excessive urination of the bladder. Excessive urination of the bladder. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Come on, out of there. Out of there now. Out of there now in Jesus' name. I come against high blood pressure. High blood pressure. I break the curse of high blood pressure on your bloodline. High blood pressure can lead to stroke. Come on, go. I break all stroke. Come on. Come on, stroke. Come on. Out, 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 out. And go where Jesus Christ will send you. I come against those spirits right now in the name of Jesus. I come against a lot of people with the 5G. The 5G now towers are having bone issues and nerve issues. I come against bone problems. Problems in your bone marrow. Come on, out, out. The bone marrow. Bone marrow. Go, go. Come out of the bone marrow. Come out of the bones in the name of Jesus. Come on, out of it now in Jesus' name. Irritable bowel syndrome. Irritable bowel syndrome, rooted in fear, rooted in anxiety. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Yes. Come out of that irritable bowel syndrome. Go, go where Jesus Christ will send you. Come on, go, go, go in Jesus' name. Irritable bowel syndrome, rooted in fear and rooted in anxiety. I come against bowel problems. You've been having problems in the bowel where the enemy has set up in your bowel. Yes. I come against the spirit of rejection where you felt rejected as a child. You felt rejected as a young man and it affected your bowels. Come on, out of them.
Yes.
Out of them.
Go in Jesus' name.
Go. Yes. Go. Go with Jesus Christ will send you. Come on. Come on, out of them. Bowel problems. Go. 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 Go in Jesus' name. I come against bowel problems. I come against diseases of the intestines, diseases of the thigh. Go in the name of Jesus. Bloated stomach. You can't figure out why is my stomach. I command those spirits that are connected with the bloated abdomen or the bloated stomach out of you now in Jesus' name. Bronchitis. Spiritual bronchitis. Spiritual bursitis. Go. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on. Let's go. Move in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Yes. I come against the cancer of the breast. Out now in Jesus' name. I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus' name. Cancer of the breast, cancer of the uterus. Come out now in Jesus' name. I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus' name. Out. Come on out. Come on. Cancer of the breast. Come on. Uterus cancer. Out now. Prostate cancer. Come out now in Jesus' name. I command those spirits to go and loose them now in Jesus' name. I come against marriage breaking spirits. I come against the deaf and dumb spirit that will cause you to say things that you didn't say or what you heard. I come against marriage breaking spirits now in Jesus' name. Come on now, out of God's people now. I command you to go and loose God's people now. Come out now. Come on. Talking bad things to each other. Come out now in Jesus' name. Come on out, marriage breaking spirits. I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out. Depression. Anxiety for the things that's on this world that has come upon this world caused depression and anxiety. Come out of God's people now and let them go. I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, anxiety, depression, go, loose God's people and let them go. Worry spirit, worry about everything. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Out in Jesus Christ's name. Go now and loose God's people and let them go in the name of Jesus. I command you to go now and loose God's people in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the procrastinating spirit. You can never get things done. You'll start something, but you cannot finish it. I come against that procrastinating spirit now in Jesus Christ's name. I command you to go. I come against the self-pity spirit. Oh, look at me. Oh, sorry me. This happened to me. I come against that self-pity spirit now. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Go. No rest at night. Can't sleep. I come against that spirit of no rest, cannot sleep. Go now in Jesus' name. I command you to go. People now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out now and loose God's people in the name of Jesus Christ. Messiness. Everything a mess. Can't seem to get things together. They're all over the place. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Go in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I come against you and I break your powers and I command you to go and loose them now in Jesus Christ's name. Heart disease, out of God's people now. All the heart disease, come out of there now and loose God's people and let them go now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out, heart disease, out of there in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. You have no place there. You cannot stay there. And I command you to go and loose them now in Jesus Christ's name.
Kidney failure. Problems with your kidneys. Come out now in Jesus' name. I break all curses, generational curses by the enemy on kidneys. Come on, out of the kidneys now in the name of Jesus. Kidney stone. I pray that those kidney stones would dissolve in the name of Jesus. Come out of there now. All hidden spirits connected with kidney stone, kidney failure, go in the name of Jesus. I come against knee infirmity. You've been having problems in the knees. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. In the cartilage of the knees, in the ligaments of the knees. Go. In the joints. Arthritis. Come out of there now. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead.
Arthritis. Yeah. Come out now in Jesus' name. Come out of the bones, the joints, the ligaments, the nerves, the tendons. Command you to come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Soreness of the muscles, the joints, the ligaments, the tendons, the nerves. I command you to go and loose God's people now. Come on, arthritis, come out of there. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. We command you to loose God's people and let them go now in Jesus Christ's name.
Migraine. Yeah. I come against migraine. Come on, migraine. All the spirits of migraine headaches. Come out now in the name of Jesus. I come against spirit of nervousness. All this about coronavirus has affected your nervous system. Come on. I command those spirits and reckon your nervous system, causing anxiety and pressure and stress and fear to come out of the people now. Come out of the people now in the name of Jesus.
Jesus,
I come against neurosis. Neurosis of the nerves. Go. Go in the name of Jesus. I come against the pain phantom. There's an evil spirit called the pain phantom, and this spirit works to cause pain. Pain in the body, pain in the neck, pain in the back. Come on, go in Jesus' name. Pain in the arms, pain in the fingers. Go. Pain in the legs, pain in the feet. Come on, pain fat. Come out of there now in the name of Jesus Christ. I break all curses right now of Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. Go, go, go. The enemy will not search for that. Go in the name of Jesus. I break all curses of the death wish. The death wish, which is a spirit of death, a spirit of termination, a spirit of murder, a spirit of suicide, a spirit of revenge. Come on, death wish. Come out of the people now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in Jesus' name. Depression. That many believers are coming up under depression. Come on, depression. You've been oppressed by everything. You're becoming suicidal. You're losing hope. Go out of the people now in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes.
I come against the spirit of jealousy. I bind you, I break your powers, and I command you to go. That spirit that looks itself with the murder, a murder spirit. I command you to go out of the people now. Come on, all murder spirits, out. Revenge, spite, come out now. Anger, rage, come out of God's people now in Jesus' name. I command you to go. Cruelty, strife, come out. Jealousy, envy, strife, come out of God's people now and let them go. Hatred, come out now. Bitterness, resentment, out now in Jesus Christ's name. I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus' name. Unforgiveness. I command you to go. Come out now. Go now. Holding grudges. Cannot forgive. I command you to go and loose God's people now. He hurt me. Therefore, I cannot forgive him. He raped me. He violated me. I cannot forgive them. I command you to go and loose them now in Jesus Christ's name. Go. You have to forgive the perpetrator. You have to forgive them in order for your deliverance to take place. And I command those spirits to go and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. Go now in Jesus' name. I command all the lying spirits. All the lying spirits to come up. Come out now in Jesus' name. Lie about everything. Strong deception. I command you to go and loose God's people now. The flattery spirit. spirit. Now, loose our people and let them go now in Jesus' name. Superstitious spirits, superstitious. Come out now in Jesus' name. I command you for all profanity. Out now in Jesus' name. When nobody looking, you curse, you use profanity. I command those spirits to go and loose God's people now in Jesus' name. You get mad, you get upset. Come out now. Go. Loose God's people and let them go. I command all slander, gossip spirits to go and loose God's people now and let them go. Come on out of here. Come out now. Out of the esophagus, out of the lungs. I command you to go and loose God's people now. All the slandering, gossip spirits, the lies, the false teachers, I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus' name. I come against accusation. Come out now. False prophecy. Come out now in Jesus' name. Out of the tongue. I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name.
I'm speaking to all stubborn spirits that are operating stubborn. Yeah. I want everybody to give me a one big cough. Come on, one big cough. Let's go. One big cough. Diabetes, go. The high blood sugar, go. Go. Come out of there now. Yes, in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of diabetes. Come out of your pancreas right now. I come against the destroyer of insulin in your body. The destroyer of insulin in your body. Come out now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Come on.
Jesus
out of there now.
In the name of Jesus.
Destroyer of insulin.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Come on.
Go.
Self-rejection. Come on. Abuse and abandonment and guilt. I break that curse of diabetes off you. That diabetic spirit, I command it to go. Come on, out of the people now, in the name of Jesus. I come against right now, in Jesus' name, dyslexia.
Jesus
I command
name.
It to go. Ear dizziness,
yes.
Ear infection, ear issues with ringing in your ears.
Jesus.
Your ears has been ringing. Come on, go. Go in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay.
Yes. Let me go one more time. I come against the spirit of heaviness. I bind you, I break your powers, and I command that spirit to go. All spirit of heaviness, excessive mourning, sorrow and grief, I break your powers, and I command you to go and loose God's people now. Broken heart syndrome. I come against you, I break your powers, and I command you to go and loose God's people now. He hurt me. She hurt me. She broke my heart. I come against that spirit. I trust no one. I come against you. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now. I come against the rejection spirit. Rejected by mother. Rejected by father. Rejected by children. My children don't speak to me. They have nothing to do with me. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command that spirit to go and loose God's people now in Jesus' name. Come on, all spirit of rejection. I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus' name.
This brother that just wrote in that his mind is racing right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, I pray you will send holy angels there with this brother keyed in where his mind was racing. We bind in mind-binding, mind-blocking, mind-controlling spirits that are operating in that mind. And we pray that you will release the angels to sever the detachments.
Yes.
Cut away the detachments right now in the name of Jesus. Come out of my brother. Come out of my brother. Out of my brother now.
Yes.
Out of
Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus, command you to go.
Yes.
Where Jesus Christ was sent.
Yes.
Father, we pray we lose a sound mind.
Yes.
We lose a sound mind. We lose a sound mind to that brother right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Yes.
All right.
Jesus' name.
All right. Let's move a little further before we get ready to end. Okay. I come against all spirits hiding in curses. All contrary spirits that are contrary to the word of God, come out of you now. Come on. All contrary spirits. All contrary spirits come out that are hiding behind curses. Come on. Out. Out of them now. Out of them now. Out of them now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. All you contrary spirits. Come on. All contrary. All you perverse spirits. Come on. Go. Contrary. Perverse. Come on. Out of them now. Go. Go where Jesus Christ would send you. Go where Jesus Christ would send you. Come on out of there. Come on out of there, my sister. Go.
Yes, go.
Go.
In Jesus' name.
Go in the name of Jesus.
In the
mighty name. I command you to go where Jesus Christ was within you. All right. I come against that contrary spirit, that hide mind of curses. Come on. Come out. I break those curses, that curse right now. Where that spirit has been hiding. Go. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
This has been very good. This is good. I believe you've been blessed so far. Many of you keyed in. Thank God for your reflections.
Yes, in Jesus' name.
Okay, let's pray right now. Father, we just thank you for deliverance. We thank you for healing. In the name of Jesus, Lord, for your love, your compassion for your people. Now, Father, you said that whatever we loose on earth, Matthew 18 and 18, is loosed in heaven. We loose the peace of God.
Yes.
We loose the joy of the Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we leave and loose spiritual gifts, that they will come in alignment with gifts of the Spirit. Father, we loose in the name of Jesus, the Spirit of Jesus, where they are adopted sons and daughters of Christ.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray for them, Lord. That God, the hand of the Lord will be upon them for protection and for guidance. Mm-hmm. Through the blood of Jesus, Lord, when they leave the Zoom today, dear Father, that Lord, that they will be shielded and protected by you, and your eyes will even be upon them. Thank you, Lord, for your power. Thank you for the miraculous. Thank you for the supernatural.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you for healing. Okay, that's just with the chest burning. Let's pray for her right now. Father, we pray right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come against generational curse of heart problems, heart attack, heart disease,
yes,
weakness of the heart or the bloodline. In the name of Jesus, yes, we bind those spirits right now. And command, come out of her. Come out of her. Come on.
Yes,
any
Jesus,
heart generation, the heart burning, heart murmurs. We break all curses of heart attack. In the name of Jesus, fear have torment.
Yes.
Pain is a spirit of anxiety, stress. We command you to come out of our sister right now. Anxiety, stress, heart palpitations, heart problems. Yes. No, come out of it. Come out of it. Heaviness, what she's been enduring these several months. Come out of it.
Yes.
Out of it. Out of there now, in the name of Jesus. So forgive us can you give us a response to how you feel in your chest? Okay. Praise Jesus.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Director Merrill, I'm going to turn back.
You can unmute yourself and let them know how you're doing. Can you unmute yourself, please?
Hi. I said that what my message said was my chest started burning during the deliverance prayer, but then it got better as they kept praying. That's what the whole message said.
Thank you so much.
Anyone else?
Anybody else?
Anybody else? There was another comment, Apostle, from Jeffrey. He says, spirit making it hard to breathe and clicking in his head and a religious teaching spirit.
Oh, ask me if I've been involved in the occult.
Jeffrey, can you unmute yourself, please?
Yes, I was in the New Age and in Buddhism.
Okay. Well, listen, brother, Jesus Christ loves you and we love you and all the listeners and viewers, they love you also. Have you sought any repentance about, do you understand that that's occultism?
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah, I've been doing this a while and I've confessed. I've, you know, been baptized. I mean, it's been 5-6 years. Just nothing but studying scripture since then.
Okay. Well, may I ask what non-denomination or was it a denominational ministry or was it a non-denominational ministry?
What, with the immersion?
No, the church. What type of church was it?
Oh, I go to a messianic.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe in the whole Torah. Not one jot or tittle shall pass. It's everlasting. You know, restores a soul like David says. So I believe in all of it. I just like 2 Peter 3:16, Paul's letters are hard to understand and the untaught and unstable in the word of God twist them to their own destruction. So I know the Father does never change and he comes to judge the world with truth and righteousness. And the Messiah said, seek God and his righteousness and all these things shall be added. You got to go to Deuteronomy 6:24-25. And the Lord God commands us to keep all his commandments, his statutes and decrees, and it shall be our righteousness. Yeah. And he does not change. And he says, do not be deceived. And the Messiah, when the Messiah was here, they could not find any fault with him. So that means he did not change anything. He could not change anything or else he would have failed Deuteronomy 13 test if a prophet arises. So I've been learning a lot.
Oh, thank God for you, man. And yes. Thank God for what you said. And brother, what are your thoughts about what you witnessed tonight and what you heard?
Oh, no, I know it. I've ministered to other people, but for some reason I can't get these spirits out of me. I help other people because once I started getting attacked and held down. And it's, then I learned in the word, because in this new age, I was seeing stuff and all sorts of stuff being held down. And then out of nowhere, the scriptures came to me. And I just, I read it, and I, you know what I mean? I just knew it. It was real. You know what I'm saying? Faith, serious faith. I knew it was real. It was done. So when he said, cast out demons, he said it. And then he said in the Torah, he says, and I will hold you accountable. I'm going to put my words in his mouth. I will hold you accountable. So I'm commanded to cast out demons. So okay. It's done.
Let me say this to you, brother. I say that I love to you. Sister Deborah, would you like to make that phone check, or would you want to release that to me for that?
Yes.
Okay, sir, can I get your permission? Maybe you can change cell phone numbers or something. I would love to continue to talk with you and minister to you.
Okay.
Brother Jeffrey, we're going to be giving you a call soon with your permission.
Certainly.
Okay, and thank God for you, brother, and thank you for being transparent. All right, thank you, Brother Jeffrey. Someone's spoke also about intestinal distress, intestinal problems. Can you key us back in again, please?
Okay, hi, that's me, Ruth. Is it okay if I unmute myself and talk?
Yes.
Okay, it was my friend, see, who just told me today that 2 weeks ago, after she talked to me in the laundry room, we have to go downstairs to a laundry room. We don't have one in our unit. She said after she talked to me 2 weeks ago, then she got intestinal distress, and she thought I had COVID and gave it to her, but I didn't have COVID. I had COVID in July, and I was in the hospital, and I got out of the hospital. And I have had a negative COVID test the end of July. So she thought I gave her COVID because she had intestinal distress. But there was my ex-sister-in-law put a curse on me in January 2018. And it's possible that that curse has not been broken. My ex-sister-in-law was in a deliverance ministry, but her father had Freemason and Illuminati spirits.
Yes.
And those spirits caused some people in that deliverance ministry to have witchcraft. And so this lady was very abused by my brother, and she'd had to divorce him. And I believe she picked up witchcraft spirits from the abuse and from her father. So anyway, she put this curse on my friends. I don't even know if she did it, but many of my friends then got sick. So I'm wondering if this curse is still active, that this lady I was talking to, 6 feet away, in the laundry room, got intestinal distress. So do you think there's still a curse on me from 118? There could be.
Well, that could be one factor, but there could be many other things. You know, the Bible says God struck King Asa in his bowels, his intestines, low intestines, because of his rebellion. And rebellion is usually a root sin to many sicknesses, okay? Are you still here? Okay, I see you. Okay, you're taking notes. Okay.
You think the bowel stuff has to do with rebellion?
I think it could be rooted in rebellion. But we would love to maybe talk with you, Sister Deborah. Would you like that contact? Or would you, Sister Deborah, would you like that contact with her?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, I just want to keep a balance.
Yes, that's good.
Okay. Did you hear what she said, sister?
No. Is Deborah the one that has the email that told us all about this?
That's correct.
Okay. Then, Deborah, you have my email address.
Yes, I do.
Okay. I'm Ruth Olson. Okay. You got my email address. Okay.
Yes, I do.
Praise the Lord. Now, where do you live, Deborah?
I'm in Arkansas.
You're very close to Lake Hamilton Bible Camp?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Okay. Deborah. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Did that help? Did that bless you?
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Yes, when I came to Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in 13, my granddaughter had died in an accident in 12, and I was trying to find out why there's these death spirits in our family. So I came to Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. I didn't really get an answer, but I think I know now why there's these death spirits in our family.
Yeah, I can help you with that answer. Because I had an experience last year. I don't know if you heard me about primitive. Sometimes family members can open portals. They can open portals for demonic entities to enter into the bloodline. Okay. Okay. You can write that down. It's okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes family members, the sins of the family members open portals for demonic entities to enter into the bloodline. All right?
Yeah. Right.
In the book of Lamentations chapter 5, the Bible says, our fathers have sinned and they are not. Our fathers have sinned and they are dead.
Yes.
But we have borne their iniquities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There are things that our forefathers have done, generational, bloodline transference. Is that right? There are things that our forefathers have done that has opened the door for demonic curses, okay? So that premature death phase can be the result of open portals on that bloodline that needs to be repented of and to be closed. Uh-huh. Did that help any?
Yes, thank you.
And study Lamentations chapter 5. You will see where it says, our fathers have sinned and are dead, but we have borne their iniquities. Mm-hmm. Another translation, I think, is in Jeremiah 33, our fathers have eaten the rotten grapes and their teeth are set on edge. Is that Exodus 20? The Lord says he remembered the sins of the fathers through the third and fourth generations. But we can go on and on with that. The main factor there would be generational curse. Okay? The things that have come up the bloodline that has not been repented of. Well, our family members did things that opened these portals.
My father, now she of course has her dad's side, but on my daughter's side and my side, that would be her great grandpa was in an Order of the Arrow Lodge, and that was terrible Freemason witchcraft. But then her grandpa was in a JC initiation, which is also Freemason. Have you heard of JC? That's Freemason. And then we believe that this girl who died when she was 17 in a car accident, she may have been molested in a preschool also. We don't know for sure, but her mother said there might have been something going on there. So there's different things. But.
Yes, there are. And I'm familiar with that. I've had a friend that he lost about 8 family members in less than 10 years. Yeah, death after death. Now I understand through deliverance that there were primitive curses that was on that family.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. But we hope that we bless you.
Thank you. I hope you're going to have more of these online deliverances, because I used to watch it all the time when they were online.
Well, thank you so much. And yes, I think that'll be up to the director, Merrill. that would be up to the director, Merrill. And I believe that God sees the work. He sees the man.
Yeah, my name is Edna. And I'm asking for prayer for procrastination. And yes, I've been to the camp. I think might have been 2008 or 9. Quite a long time ago. I'm an ordained minister. Edna Bryan.
Okay, Brother Kerner, can you unmute, please?
For procrastination.
Okay. Can she speak again, please? She mentioned procrastination.
Yeah, procrastination. I am an ordained minister. And let me just turn this off, please. One second. I'm in a conference, Sheila. I'll call you back. Yes, I'm sorry. I am an ordained minister that, you know, at my own ministry, etc. I've moved from Florida to Texas, and I find myself really in a state of procrastination. I'm not being active as I normally do.
May I ask you a question?
One moment, please. Sheila, I'm in a conference. Yes, sorry about that. Yes. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
May I ask you a question?
Yes.
You know, procrastination is the thief of time.
Yes, it is.
Is that right?
Yes.
There's a connection with procrastination and hopelessness.
Yes.
All right. There's a connection with procrastination, leap of time, and hopelessness.
Yes.
There's a connection with hopelessness and bouts of depression.
Yes. Quite agree.
Okay. All right. Have someone pray with you in the area of depression?
No.
Okay. Now, open a portal here. Because depression has to do, it can go into even loss of hope, loss of vision, suicidal, okay? It can go even into mere heaviness where you just give up.
Yes.
All right. Let us just pray for you. Say, Father.
Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I ask you to forgive.
I ask you to forgive.
My ancestors.
My ancestors.
Opening a portal.
For opening up the portal.
Spirit of procrastination.
Of the spirit of procrastination.
I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
If I have opened up.
I have opened up.
Portal of procrastination.
Portal of procrastination.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, I want to be free from that.
Father, I want to be free from that.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I want you to listen to me closely. I bind that spirit of procrastination. I break all this curses off you. Give me one cough one time. Come on, out. Come on. Give me a cough. out now. Come on. Out. Jesus. Come on. Out. That's right. Come on out of it. Out of there now. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Out. Come on, procrastination. Come on. Out with all your links. That's right. Come on out, procrastination. All your links come out there now. And I command you to go in Jesus Christ. Come on, go in Jesus' name. I even come against the rejection. I sense rejection around you. Father, I come against the spirit of rejection when you were a young woman. No rejection. When you felt like nobody loves me, nobody understands me, nobody cares about me, nobody knows what I'm going through. Come on out of the rejection. Come on out. Go in the name of Jesus. No, I break every family curse of rejection when you were a young woman. Go in the name of Jesus. Are you all right?
Amen.
Still with me? You still with us?
Yes.
Okay, let me pray in one more area. Your joints and your ligaments in the name of Jesus, cartilage, your bones. Father, I just pray in those areas. Lord, the Holy Spirit will minister to those joints, to those bones, those ligaments, to those cartilage in the name of Jesus and give her healing. In Jesus' name. And we even pray that where the enemy had a foothold or the enemy had a stronghold, that it will be replaced by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will take residence. Take residence, yes. Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Sister.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. All right. Thank you so much.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God. You know that there are many, I know Brother Merle is still here with us, many comments. Apostle, we do thank God for this tonight, the deliverance and the healing and just taking the time to pray. As we can see that this is, as we know, much needed.
Yes.
And thankful for this time. And all of you that have been on and are still on. So I don't know, Brother, if you want me to finish the notes that are there. Any comments we have? Brother Merle, one is saying, thank you for your ministry at LHBC. The conferences and the tape ministry are a blessing. It has been a true blessing to me. That's by Teresa Henderson. Laura Klum says, thank you for deliverance. Much needed. Praise God. Everyone have a blessed evening. See you all next meeting. Praise the Lord. So many comments here. Brother Murrah, we want him to say something before we get off. But Apostle, yes. Do you have anything else you were?
Let them know the next meeting is tomorrow.
Yes, in the morning at 10 a.m. and then tomorrow evening at 6 p.m.
Yes.
Same link. So hopefully you all will be able to use your same link. We were praying there's no glitches. Okay.
Is there any way we can get some notes?
Say that again.
Are the notes available from tonight's teaching?
Okay. I think. Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah. Let me put Brother Merle up. Hold on, guys, okay?
Yeah, would the notes be available from tonight's teaching?
I think Kevin we've recorded everything, and Kevin is going to make copies of these meetings, so they will be available to everybody that calls. Kevin would have to talk about it, but I believe Patty, is that right? I see you up there. Do you hear me? Yeah. Hi, Patty. Are we gonna have copies, CDs?
Deborah's gonna get them to us, and then Kevin will make the CDs and the DVDs, and we'll have them available. We'll make them available as soon as we can. We'll make it available.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, we'll put them online.
Yeah, powerful.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you. This was a great meeting tonight.
Awesome.
Great service. We're going to have more of these. This is our first time doing this, so we're kind of new at it. My wife is next to me here, but she survived getting hooked up. And of course, I sat on the side and I was just nervous. Yeah, but Deborah got us through it. We're going to have, make sure tomorrow it's 10 o'clock central time in the United States for all of you. And hopefully you've had a really good evening. I have. I've enjoyed this. When Kerna and Jean come to the camp, they bring a new teaching every time they come, and they are a blessing to me every time. They really bless me. And because Jean will be tomorrow, and she comes with a little fire too. I don't know. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, is everybody finished? Deborah, I think.
Yes, I think so. Apostle Carter, are you finished? Is there anything else?
Not only did I want to say hello to the listeners and viewers, I want to say hello to Sister Nettie and Alma.
Alma?
Not Sister Alma and Nettie.
Hello.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Good to see you guys.
See you. Hey. Love you. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Where are you at?
We miss you. We miss you so much. And thank God for this opportunity, what the Lord is still giving us, because we don't know until when we're going to have internet too.
Yeah, I know. You know? I pray for you guys all the time.
Thank you, brother.
I pray for you and your family. And where are you, in North Carolina?
North Carolina, yeah.
And your friends, I think, in Wisconsin?
Yes, we have a group in Wisconsin too.
That I think about them all the time.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hi.
Great. Good to see you. Good to see
you. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Yes.
Just I request the prayers, please, for me. You know my husband passed, right?
No.
My husband passed.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, 2 months ago.
Oh,
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Deborah, would you pray for
yes.
her?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Lord God, we lift up our dear sister right now, Father God, and we just ask that you touch her, Father. Lord God, that you minister right now.
Yes.
Lord God, you know exactly what to do. We ask that you bring comfort and strength in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, wrap your loving arms around our dear sister in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Lord God, be with even the ministry, Father, family, in the name of the Lord. Touch her now.
Amen, Lord.
Bring some comfort, oh God. Peace of God. The rest of God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Praise you, God, for everything that you do for her. Lord, for your keeping power now in the name of touch your name. Jesus' mighty, wonderful name.
Amen.
Thank you.
You know, the Lord says, that he will be
husband
to the widows.
Amen.
Father to the fatherless. But when you pray to the Father, when you pray to the Lord, talk to him like he is your husband. Tell him everything that you would tell your husband. Tell the Lord as he is your husband, and let him deal with your heart. Let your heart be opened up to him as your husband. The Father, our Father, my Father is gone into heaven, but the Lord is my Father now, and I talk to him every day. I just go, Abba, Father, Daddy, I need to talk to you about things. There's so many things going on. And when you talk to the Lord, talk to him as your husband. Tell him your heart's desire. Tell him your needs. Tell him to help you in your heart, mind, and soul. And my heart goes out to you. I did not know this, and I always think about you in prayer.
Thank you.
And your family and everyone. So bless you. Bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thanks.
Thank you. I'll give you a hug.
I love you all, and I miss you so much.
Yeah.
Love you too, sweetie.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Deborah, would you dismiss us? I think we're, anybody else?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you now for this service, Lord God.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done. We thank you for your precious men and women of God, children that have been represented on the line tonight, all the families, Father, and everyone from all across the world. We ask that you touch them. We bind backlash. We bind all retaliating spirits now in Jesus' name. Father, cover them in the blood of the Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for Apostle Kerna, Prophetess Jean. We ask that you touch them, Lord, as they have poured out tonight.
Yes.
Pour back into them and strengthen them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Be with Kevin and Patty, Lord God. Be with Brother Merle. Lord, you touch him and Barbara, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for just protecting and watching over all of your people. And, Lord God, you bring us back at the appointed time in the morning. Let your people, precious men and women of God, have sweet rest tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for everything you've done and that you will do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.